There is not and never was a crisis of overpopulation in the world. From 1960 to 2000, the world population doubled in size, from 3 to 6 billion. It is now clear that it will not double again. In 2050, there will be between 9 and 10 billion. And that will be near the top of it. At some time in the second half of the century, the numbers will start to go down. Already, in most parts of Asia and Latin America, population growth is moderate. The population explosion will be a short 100-year episode in human history. It was caused by better living standards, in particular, better health and lower death rates. So far, humankind has thrived magnificently while multiplying in numbers. On average, people are much richer today than 50 years ago. Many countries have become affluent, and hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of poverty. Global capitalism and population movement are making the one world dream come true. African and Latin American art and music have conquered the world, as has Iranian, Indian, and Japanese cinema. Human rights and democracy have become universal standards, and world government is in the making. However, humankind still has some problems, and one of them is falling population. The average birth rate in Europe is estimated at 1.34 children per woman. At this rate, the population cannot replace itself. The present birth rate is much below the replacement level. To illustrate, without emigration or immigration, and with a stable birth rate of 1.5, a population would be reduced to about a half in 100 years. And with a birth rate of 1.2 to about 25%. Given that, the descendants of the 82 million people now living in Germany would at the end of this century number under 40 million, and the descendants of the 57 million in today's Italy under 20 million. The strength of a modern economy is related to its population. When populations grow, economies grow. When their growth slows down, economies slow down. When they decline, economies decline. After 1945, Germany was in ruins. But in no time, West Germany had re-established itself as the major economic force in Europe. It is now recognized that a strong contributing factor to the German economic miracle after World War II was the return to Germany of millions of Germans who had been living in Eastern Europe. This created the pressure that put the German economy back on its feet. The Japanese economy grew as long as its population grew. Now that population growth has stopped, The Japanese birth rate is roughly the same as the European average. Japanese economic growth has stopped. In the United States, the economic fortunes of the North and the South have swung with migration. When migration was to the North prospered. And when to the South prospered. The reason people stay in or move to the southeast of England is its dynamic economy. And it is that pressure of population that keeps its economy dynamic. The national economies which now look dynamic are those which are able to combine relatively high birth rates and relatively high immigration. Such as the US and Australia. Europe is stuck in low growth and high unemployment. The European train is coming to a stop as the German locomotive runs out of pulling power because of the slowing down of population growth and will start to slip backwards as its population starts to fall. It is the population that creates demand in a modern economy and forces growth. In other words, when an economy starts to run out of people, it runs out of power. Serious studies of human populations do not predict that immigration will make up for low birth rates. The United Nations certainly does not. Its prediction for the European population to fall by 125 million by mid-century includes immigration. If that trend continues, and Europe consequently loses another 125 million in the second half of the century, Europe will be down to 475 million. There is even the possibility of the European population falling by half in 100 years. Immigration included. Those are big numbers. 100 years is a short time. This would be population collapse. Population change is the strongest of all forces in social development. It would be naive to think that standards of living and lifestyles would be unaffected if society got smaller.